This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With Europe's bailout for Greece running out and time running out for keeping Greece solvent, deadlines come and deadlines go with no resolution yet. Creditors set their latest ultimatum at 2 hours ago for Greece to present an acceptable plan for economic reform, yet the creditors are still waiting. Nicholas Spiro is managing director of Spiro Sovereign Strategy, a consultancy that focuses on risk that countries pay or can't pay their government debt. Mr. Spiro, good morning.
Good morning.
So we have intense negotiations here between Greece and the European Commission and the wider EU. A new deadline has just passed. The EU is talking of handing Greece some kind of take-it-or-leave-it last proposal. Do you think this gets resolved?
When it comes to the Eurozone, and in particularly when it comes to Greece, nothing gets done until the 11th hour. And even then, it's not even clear that there is going to be a deal. Having said that, there is an inescapable feeling right now that what is being demanded of Greece is not only politically and economically undoable, but that the creditors know this. So there's all sorts of conspiracy theories flying about, one which I think certainly has more credibility than others, is that one has to really wonder if the deal which is being put to Greece is in fact an attempt to undermine the government.
That's certainly a fascinating theory, hypothesis. The idea would be, look, Greece's parliament has to vote on this. If it's unacceptable, a lot of things could happen, but one possibility is that the Greek government falls in the coming days.
I think that is a very realistic possibility. Having said that, Mr. Tsipras still remains relatively popular. There is 70% plus support for the country's Eurozone membership. It looks like if he is forced to accept a take-it-or-leave-it deal, the Greek population would back him grudgingly. The question is whether his party would actually back him. This is a political nightmare for Mr. Tsipras. For the time being, it doesn't look as though he can pull it off. If pulling it off means, of course, signing a deal, gaining parliamentary approval for it, and then actually being able to even start to implement some of its main conditions.
In your professional life, you spend your time worrying about whether countries can pay back their debt. Yet I hear you say there's a major issue in Greece. In other words, how does growth enter back into the Greek economic equation?
It's very difficult to see how Greece is going to be able even to get back on one foot, because it's not an export-driven economy a la Germany. Domestic demand remains in the doldrums. The banking sector is crippled now. So this is an extremely worrying situation. If Greece were to be ejected from the Eurozone, we know who's waiting in the wings, and that's Russia. So geopolitically, there's a very strong case to keep Greece in the Eurozone. So I think that our reading of the situation is that creditors privately, many of them have consigned themselves or have accepted the fact that Greece is in fact going to leave the Eurozone, and that the damage that this would wreak on the Greek economy would be so massive that it would scare the living daylights out of the Spains, the Portugals, and the Italies of this world to such an extent that it would shore up the rest of the Eurozone. In other words, if you pull the rotten tooth, the other ones will be healthier.
Nicholas Spiro, Managing Director of Spiro Sovereign Strategy. It's a consultancy that focuses on sovereign debt. Mr. Spiro, thank you for this briefing.
Thank you.